Is there validity to his theory about the pain body? Is that a subset of the ego? Rant on the pain body.
You can get rid of pain. There is no pain body. You can get rid of pain, but you can also get neuropathy to such a degree you don't feel anything. We say pain is good. We say pain is a symptom. It's not a problem. We say chronic pain is just your chronic ability of your body saying, hey, I want to be more than, and you won't let me. All pain is found in the confines of the labyrinth of the mind. Every single time, without fail or exception. Those nerve endings, they feel. Those nerve endings feel, but they don't register unless there's a labyrinth to drop it into.
The cortex
of the brain will not function outside a pain realm that you don't embrace.
Animals
don't embrace
pain
if there is no pain.
Animals feel pain. They're not.
They react. They don't feel pain. They don't feel pain. They react. They're on till they're off.
Okay.
They are like us. They are literal. You are not. We wish you were.
So, talking about wanting your body to go beyond something that it is makes me think now to ask about the new physical culture, P90X. Beachbody programs, Jillian Michaels, girls who want muscles, thinking that they're transforming and transcending by doing a 90-day program.
As long as you have an orgasm, we say do all those. It's just wonderful. But if you're not, we'd say what's the point? You can shift and craft your body into we would much rather you set aside and get activated the autonomous parts of your body. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to get your heart to work. It's doing it naturally. You'll fall asleep after a certain time unless you're messed out or something, but even then you'll finally crash sooner or later. Let the body do what it naturally does. Okay? Put it in your mouth. If it tastes good, swallow it. If it doesn't, spit it out. Lather, rinse, repeat. Carry on. Your body will change. You'll have different desires. You'll crave different things. We say follow those cravings. Then what happens is you'll find your body will reciprocate. You'll be able to do things that you couldn't do before, but not because of a damn 30-day, 90-day, 60-day, something. For Pete's sake, if it's every moment of your experience here on planet Earth ought to be pleasing and delighting yourself. And if you're not, we say, as you would say, why not? And you can't answer because you don't know why you wouldn't. But yet that seems to be what you do. Oh, we must be in pain. We must work our muscles until we can't use them anymore and they atrophy. And we must work our bodies and get our cardio going until we're swept. We're overheating ourselves to such a degree that maybe we can survive another day. Wow. Do the math on that. Let's find out the amount that will kill us. Back that off just a little bit and make that be our standard prophylactic dose.
Okay.
Fine. We don't agree with any of it, but you all do it all day, every day. They stretch things, rub things, love things, bub things. They do all kinds of stuff. They get jacked up, racked up, run up, run down, run over, jump and jack, flash, over and under, everything, rabbit doodle stuff. They still can't even. They're trying to work on these pretty muscles, and they still couldn't get themselves out of a paper sack. You're not looking to be pretty. You are a shape. You are a size. You want to be tactile and visceral in your body. You want to be able to function. You want to be able to move. You want to be able to do whatever it is you want to do. You can craft your body to do just that as a perfect god. If you've got a gut, you can make your gut go away, or you can make the rest of you blow up to where your gut looks little. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
It's a balance. If you're looking for, most of the time, anytime anybody's doing all that, it's not for the right reason. They want somebody to love them. Oh, honey, there's somebody to love everybody. They'll love you. Be still. They'll love you. Then what happens is all that goes away. Then you find a place where you get connected. When you connect, then all that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And once it doesn't matter, then you can have anything you want. Because once you have it, you no longer want it. When you have money, you don't want it. When you have the perfect body, then you don't care about it. You don't want it. You look the way you look, but then next thing you know, it's never enough. The next thing you're bulimic, trying to get your withery little fingers to go help at drcarolindane.com to see if you can survive one more day. And it's like, come on, let's go. Get some meat. You'll be all right.
Okay.